لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. نويت سنة الاعتكاف. Dear viewers of Madini Channel and honorable brothers in attendance, there are many excellences of reciting Durood Sharif Salawat ala Nabi. In one narration, our beloved alayhi salatu wa taslim mentioned, the one who says sallallahu ala Muhammad fataha ala nafsihi sab'ina baban min ar-rahma. He opens 70 doors of mercy for himself. Subhanallah, one door of mercy would be sufficient. But in this hadith, we're told that if we recite sallallahu ala Muhammad, then we open 70 doors of mercy for ourselves. Those doors will be overflowing with rahmah, with mercy. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to recite Durood Sharif and Salawat ala Nabi in abundance. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, in the time we have today for this Jumu'ah speech, we will cover a topic that is quite relevant, significant and important, and it affects every single one of us. What is that? How our character is like whilst living in this dunya, our day-to-day lives. What kind of character do we show? What does Islam want us to show? What are we showing? Let's listen to this. First of all, know that our beautiful deen of Islam wants us to express something known as husnul akhlaq, beautiful character. Good mannerisms, husnul akhlaq. Now, what does husnul akhlaq actually mean? Inshallah, we will go into the detail. But before we even go into the detail, I want you to ask yourselves a question. And I will ask that same question to myself. That when people meet us, when people come close to us, do they feel comfortable around us? Do they feel at ease when they're in our company? Do they feel raha, comfort? Or is it the opposite? That when people come next to us, they can't wait to leave. They feel awkward. They feel uncomfortable. They feel uneasy. And only me and you can answer that question. What do we perceive? What do we think people feel around us? And it's not something we can't answer. You may think, how can I answer that question? You will see from the character of the people, the behavior of the people when they're around us, if they're constantly looking at their clock, if they're looking to leave that gathering that we're in, then know that that's a bad sign. But if they are chatting away with us, speaking with us, enjoying our company, and then they look at the time, oh, I didn't realize a full hour's passed, 2 hours passed, I need to go somewhere now. They enjoyed your company. So, we want our character to be such that when people come close, they want to stay with us. They want to be in our company. They feel it's worth being in our company. And what we don't want is people to come close to us. The moment they come closer, they're trying to find the exit door. This person is useless. Look at his bad character. So, your character defines your relationships with people. And I will add to that, your character shows your faith and the depth of your faith as well. And again, you might be thinking, how does character shape your faith? What's the connection? Remember, Iman and Akhlaq are connected. Iman and Akhlaq are connected. And when you have good character, you're showing that you have Kamil Iman, perfect Iman. What's our goal in life? To be low Muslims, lowly Muslims? Who have bad character? Or is it to be mediocre? or average. Our goal in life should be to be the best Muslims we can be. In this short life of ours, 30 years, 50 years, 70 years, 80 years, whatever a person lives, I want to show such character which is a reflection of my Iman. Iman billah. Iman bi rasulihi. Because after all, the Quran is the one that tells us, the divine speech of Allah, the divine book of Allah tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That indeed in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have a beautiful example. Uswatun hasana. A great example. Example in terms of what? In terms of character. In terms of his mannerism sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In terms of his dealings, mu'amalat and transactions with people. He is our role model. We don't follow anyone else in creation. Meaning, our role model as Muslims is our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah has asked us to follow him in the Quran. So when we study his blessed character, his beautiful character, his mannerism, then we look at our own lives, we will see how far we are. And we need to bridge that gap. We need to get closer to the prophetic way and the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more we do so, the more efforts we make in this regard, the more our iman will become stronger. Our iman will become perfect, inshaAllah. So what does good character mean? Good character is not just one thing. It refers to loads of things. Of course, first you have to be a believer with correct belief. Then after that you show good character. If you're not a believer with correct belief, someone's misguided, someone's a deviant, someone's adopted the wrong aqeedah, then the good character won't benefit them. The reward for good character is given to someone whose iman is first and foremost in line with the teachings of Quran and Sunnah and the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. But after that, what are the outward traits that we see from someone who has good character? You will see that he speaks to people very nicely, very kindly, politely. And when he acts with people, again, he acts very gently. He's not harsh. And he treats others with respect. So when you see that in someone, know that he has good character. And it's not limited to that. There's loads of things that can be included. But I'd just like to mention a few things. Someone with good character will be patient. When calamity strikes, when he has a financial loss, or when he has a loss of family members, someone passes away, there's an accident, something happens to his child, or whatever the case. This believer, this mu'min who has good character will be patient, will be from the sabirin. And he will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Remember, you don't only say that when someone passes away. In the hadith, we're told whenever any type of calamity strikes you, you say these words. And that believer, when he has any difficulty, he will do rujoo ila Allah, he will turn towards Allah. He will know that Allah has tested him in that situation. And Allah will take him out of that test as well. But he has to show good character. If he turns around and says, why me? Why so-and-so living in ease? He is worse than me. I at least read my namaz. That person doesn't even read namaz. Where he's going through good times, he's living in luxury. Remember, how someone is in the sight of Allah is not defined by how many luxuries they have in the world. Otherwise, did Fir'aun not have luxuries? Did Nimrud not have all the bounties you could think of outwardly? Did Qarun not have all those things? They had all of those things. But that shows you that Islamically, just because someone lives in a mansion, someone has the latest car, or the banks are full, their accounts, it doesn't mean automatically they are close to Allah. Because Allah gives that to non-Muslims as well. So can a non-Muslim ever be greater than a Muslim? Of course not. It doesn't matter if that non-Muslim is the richest person in the world and his net worth is billions and billions and billions. Because he does not have iman, he does not even come close to the believer who has iman. The believer is higher in status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we have difficulties, our character is shown. How are we going to react? Are we going to be patient like the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam? Are we going to be patient like the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain? Or are we going to turn around and tell everyone? The moment a calamity hits, I have to make a video for my social media. I have to show people. I need likes. I need people to comfort me with their comments. No. We as believers know that the one who provides true tranquility and comfort of the hearts is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can make you feel a certain way when you go through calamities, and He can take you out of that calamity and fill your heart with joy and happiness as well. So your good character includes patience. And our pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, mentioned a formula. And remember, it's not easy, it's not going to be attained overnight, what I'm about to mention. They said that your state as a believer should be such that when you're going through difficulties, a person should not be able to tell by looking at you that you are down, that you are depressed, that you're anxious, that you're going through something. They should not have any idea of any difficulty that you're going through. Because outwardly, you don't even let it on that I'm going through a difficulty. You don't even give that impression. Because you know, people won't be able to take you out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you out. Another thing that's part of our good character as Muslims is to forgive others and overlook the mistakes committed by others. What we do is, this is frequently heard, that's it, I'm not going to speak to that person until death. I have no connection with that person now. I'm not going to attend his funerals, family funerals. When we cross paths, I'm not going to give salam to him. And that's it, in my eyes, he's dead. Na'udhu billah. Remember, there's only a few occasions when Islam allows you to cut off ties completely. Otherwise, it's haram, it's a sin. And especially nowadays where cases are brought forward and people say, oh, this is why I don't get along with him, or this is why I've cut off ties with him. When you look at those reasons, they're not even Islamic reasons. Petty reasons, small reasons. Something was not taken care of or handled properly in the beginning, is blown out of proportion. And that's it. Now the whole family have cut off ties with the other family. Not going to attend their functions, their weddings, their funerals, nothing like that. As I mentioned, they believe that the others are dead in our eyes. Na'udhu billah. So forgiveness is something that is part of good character. Look at the conquest of Makkah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is there. And the opposition, the disbelievers, the staunch enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are lined up before him. And they're fearing their fate. What's going to happen now? We were so bad towards the Muslims. What's going to happen to us now? But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed mankind, and this is something great, meaning Islamically and historically, that the Prophet alayhi salam set an example and he said, look, there's no blame upon you today. You may go. Who does that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's own family members were martyred. Sayyidu shuhada Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala. Many companions alayhim ridwan were martyred. And if the Prophet alayhi wasallam wanted to, he could have taken vengeance. He could have retaliated, but he forgave. And today our matters are so small, but we say, no, let's see on the Day of Judgment. I'm going to make sure that person is punished on the Day of Judgment. As if we're some sort of authority. We don't know what's going to happen to us on the Day of Judgment. How many rights we will have to repay on the Day of Judgment. But we're quick to say, we'll see on the Day of Judgment. I'm going to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the character of a Muslim, the good character of a Muslim is to forgive others and to overlook the faults of others. If it's not a matter that Sharia allows you to cut ties in, then you don't cut ties. And we should always go towards de-escalation, trying to sort out the matter, resolve the matter, to mend ties with other people. This is our religion of Islam. So, going back to it, forgiveness is also part of our good character. Next, humbleness, humility, tawadu'. The Prophet alayhi salam said, "Man tawadu'a lillah, faqad rafa'ahu Allah." Whoever lowers himself for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates that person. And it's seen time and time again, those who try to elevate themselves, those who try to be arrogant in the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala topples them. Allah ta'ala brings them back down. And it's a reality check for them. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Almighty. And izzat, honor and dhillat is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should go towards humbleness. Again, I give the example of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the early period of Islam, when people came to visit the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, different tribes, different people from different Arab neighborhoods. This is in the early period of Islam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would sit amongst his Sahaba, not at an elevated place or anything like that. And when the person would enter, or the tribes would enter, they would find it hard initially to locate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, because he had mixed in with the Sahaba. He wasn't sitting at an elevated place. This was his humbleness. He never said to the Sahaba that you should make me sit at an elevated place, that someone comes in, they automatically see me. This wasn't the andaz, the manner of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But the Sahaba realized that this is not right. He is the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, he's humble, but we need to create a platform for him, an elevated seat for him. And they did so. But initially, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was okay with it. So this was his humbleness. And throughout his life, you see signs of his humility and humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, we need to adopt that humility as well. We need to be humble. We need to realize that we're not great, or we're not things that we sometimes think we are. We are humble slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us life for a period of time. We want to spend it in a way that pleases Him. So this is a sign of good character as well. Humbleness. Lowering yourself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not being arrogant. Arrogance is the opposite. Where you look down on people. And as a result, you mistreat people. So good character. Anything I say cannot drive the point forward the way the Prophet alayhi salam drives the point forward. The way the Prophet alayhi salam conveys the point about good character. Listen to this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best amongst people are those who are the best in character. That's it. Nothing I can say will drive the point forward or home better than that. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said it very explicitly, without any uncertainty. He said, you want to know who is the best amongst people? Today we have our own criteria. He has to have this kind of house and live in this area and this postcode and drive this car and have this much wealth and flaunt it and show that he is living in luxury. No, the Prophet alayhi salam said, the best amongst you are those who are the best in character. Akhlaq. That's it, final. So this is why this good character and this topic, good character, is emphasized so greatly, because the Prophet alayhi salam told us about this. The Quran tells us about good character. Now you could be an abid, you could be a worshipper, you could be someone who stands all night in prayer, qiyamul layl. You could be someone who wakes up for tahajjud every single day. But if you are showing bad character to the believers, bad akhlaq, then may not be the case that all that ibadat is rejected because of your mistreatment of others. Worship is necessary. Ibadah is necessary. We were created to worship Allah. But we have huququl ibad as well. We have rights of people as well. So we have to be good to people. Otherwise, on the day of judgment, we may have to give our rewards away to those who we wronged. So good character means that we carry out ibadat, but we're also good with people. In our transactions, in our muamalat, we don't deceive people. We don't cheat people. We don't lie to people. Unfortunately, this is happening. People know that the person who's come to buy the product, to buy the car, to buy the house, has worked day and night to save, to buy that car, to buy that house, but they'll deceive him. Say, brother, the car's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it. So good character, this affects our relationship with people. Society weakens. We need to rectify this. Let's look at examples of how people show bad character to others. They speak harshly. They only have one tone. And they'll say, oh look, this is just my way. You know, I just say it as it is. Remember, this is not the prophetic way. This is not the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a time and place where you need to be a bit more stern. If you always turn and say, that's just me, then you need to change yourself. Another thing, that when you disrespect others, you expect them to show good character towards you, but you disrespect them. Elders, youngsters, females in the household, males in the household. You speak down on them. You look down on them. And then you think, huh, why are they not respecting me? How come they're not good towards me? Why don't they want to sit with me? Why don't they want to be in my company? People have deserted me. But we don't realize that we are the biggest problem. That we are showing bad character to others, but we want others to be nice to us. It doesn't work like that. You have to give respect to earn respect. Now, what's the impact of all of this? Broken relationships, divorce takes place, kids are left with single parents, people cut off ties with their parents, na'udhu billah. Sometimes it's the other way around, and become distant from people. Another thing, look at the spiritual loss. When you show bad character, your deeds are being decreased. Your deeds, you could say when you show bad character, your sins are outweighing your good deeds then. Because the meter of sins is running. And also, it's said that a gentle person is he who wins over the hearts of others. This is a formula now that we should all adopt. If you're gentle towards others, people will come close to you. People will want to be with you. Just like the Prophet ﷺ said that gentleness does not apply to anything except that it beautifies it, it adorns it. And the opposite, harshness. Nothing is affected by harshness except that it causes it to look defective, look like an aib, a defect. Our behavior matters a lot, more than words even. Someone can be nice in words, polite in words, outwardly, which is a good thing, but his behavior is worse. His behavior does not match his words. He says, brother, I'm very clean-hearted. But the moment he gets a chance, he'll abuse someone. The moment he gets a chance, he'll be harsh to someone. And if he's asked to answer why he's being harsh, he'll say, oh, that's just my character, I'm straightforward. People try to justify their wrong actions as well. So let's look at some, in the end, let's look at some ways we can remove that bad character and replace it with good character. When you speak with people, speak politely. Speak beautifully. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, whoever believes in Allah and the final day, falyakul khayran. Either speak good, aw liyasmut, or keep quiet." But we have to speak all the time, even if it's bad. We should only speak when it benefits and it's good for people. Another thing, stay calm in difficulty. If you can manage to stay calm during difficulties and hardships, subhanAllah, you're halfway there. Because showing patience is not easy, but it's achievable. And here Imam Ghazali says there are types of patience. Normally when we think about patience, we think about just patience in the face of hardship and difficulty. That's one type of patience, a common type of patience that we know. Other types of patience include being patient in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waking up every single day for Fajr. That requires sabr as well. Because your nafs doesn't want to. Your nafs wants to stay asleep. 5 times a day, being in the court of Allah for prayer, that requires patience. That requires you to be patient upon ibadah. Likewise, staying away from sins, that requires a lot of patience. That the sin is there. It's attractive. You want to do it. You want to commit it. But you say, no, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to refrain from committing that sin. This is also a type of patience. It's all part of your good character as well. Now, I'll leave you with reflection, some questions. I should ask myself, you should ask yourself. We all want good character, right? Let's ask ourselves, do I hurt people with my words? When I speak, how do those words impact the hearts of people? Do they hurt them? Do they provide calm? Do they provide comfort to them, relief to them? What's the sketch? Another question we should ask ourselves, that do we lose our temper very quickly? Because losing your temper very quickly is also a big sign of bad character. Because when you lose your temper over small, trivial matters, things will escalate. Before you know it, things will be blown out of proportion. Ties will be cut. You'll say things that you can never take back. Once you've said a word, you can't take it back. And the person will think about what you said throughout their life. This person said this to me. It's so evil. And lastly, ask yourselves whether you ignore other people's feelings. Human beings, we the way Allah has created us, we desire company. We want to be in the company of others. We want people to listen to us, to value us. What's the case with us? People are speaking, but our minds are elsewhere. Then we have to ask them to repeat themselves. And they're going to think, whoa, this person wasn't even paying attention to me. This person doesn't even care what I have to say. So we need to build good character. And the best way to build good character is to learn about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and try our hardest to implement that in our lives as well. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all husnul akhlaq so that we become the best amongst the people. As mentioned in the hadith, the best amongst you are those who are the best in character. May Allah grant us husnul akhlaq. May we live our lives showing husnul akhlaq, and may we receive the rewards of showing husnul akhlaq in the akhirah when we are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.